Hello, everyone, and welcome to Chatterbox Crew, a podcast where each week we're going to talk about whatever we want. My name is Nathaniel Neggs.
And I'm Maria.
I hope that everyone grabbed a drink and a snack, and you guys are ready to chat, because, bitch, we've got chocolate, and we've got these... Did you try one of them?
Oh, I didn't try them, no.
These are these coffee candies that a very lovely customer gave to me. They are so tasty.
Really?
Give me
one. It's coffee flavor. Mm-hmm. Cappuccino.
It's cappuccino. I feel like people just... This is, like, honestly a little bit of a pet peeve of mine. Because now that I've worked at a coffee shop and I know what, like, a cappuccino actually is.
Yeah, it's just foam.
Well, yeah, when I see things that are, like, cappuccino flavored, I'm like, it's
like, anything flavored. Like, a latte flavored.
Or, like...
Because the cappuccino's just, like, supposed to be, like, fluffy and a lot.
At, QT, they have cappuccino machines, but they're just, like, lattes.
Really?
And I'm like... Or, I don't...
I mean, honestly, I'm not surprised, though. Because so many of our customers think a cappuccino is, like, a latte. I've had people, like, order and be like, why is it foamy?
And I'm like...
It's like cappuccino.
And, like, I'm like... That's not a cappuccino. Like, every single time I see it, I'm like, it's not, though. Mm-mm. They're liars, but it's kind of good.
It's really good, actually. Mm-hmm. I love it.
I don't really love coffee, but for the flavor of this is really good. It's probably all the sugar.
I know, I love
coffee. Not even that much sugar, honestly.
Coffee-flavored ice cream?
Oh.
I love coffee-flavored ice cream.
You know it's really good?
Jamaican almond fudge.
Coffee-flavored ice cream with another ice cream, like the creamer, like a vanilla ice cream or like a chocolate.
I haven't tried it, I don't think.
It's so good. Mint chocolate chip? Ew. I'm just kidding.
And I'm not a mint chocolate chip type of gal. But there's Jamaican almond fudge at Baskin Robbins. Y'all, if you haven't tried it, fucking try it. Baskin Robbins, promote us.
Oh, I have an oldie coffee chocolate chip.
And yeah, I also do love coffee chocolate chip. But honestly, one of my favorite ones I've been having at fucking Brewster's. I have a little bone to pick with you, I mean. Yeah. Ooh, no, that's what I get when I think about this ice cream, but I have a bone to pick with you is what I mean. Because they never have it. It's Graham Cracker Central Station, I'm pretty sure it's called.
New York.
I know, Central Station.
Everything died back to Grant. Everything
died back to Grant. I'm pretty sure it's called that. But it's so good. It has these, like, Graham Crackers pieces in it.
Mm-hmm.
The flavored ice cream, honestly, I don't really remember. It's like Graham Crackers. I don't remember how to, like, describe it. It's like a Graham Cracker taste also. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Maybe, like, a little vanilla-ish, too.
Mm-hmm.
It's so good. And it has, like, chocolate chunks in it.
Mm.
You know I love chocolate. And they barely have it. I am a chocolate girl, but they barely have it. Barely.
Is it like, does it come out, does it come out around, like, a certain time of year?
No, it's, like, it's one of those all year round flavors. Because I've seen it during all times of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Just, they barely have it, even during the summer. Oh, my God. I love ice cream, guys. Like, that's, like, I love desserts, but I love ice cream. Like, ice cream's even, like, number one.
My number one, too.
Mm-hmm. Brownies are, like, my number two. Like, if I want a sweet treat, I'm either making myself brownies or I'm buying some ice cream. One of those two, most likely.
See, I'm not really, like, a chocolate gal.
Mm.
Like, so, like, brownies usually are my go-to. Because, like, some of them are, like...
Oh, my gosh. The Ghirardelli one. The Ultimate Fudge.
We made them on here.
If you know, you know.
We made them on here.
So fucking good. I had them recently. They're so good.
They are good.
And the way I make it... Well, like, my pan, I feel like it's, like, too big for just, like, one box. Or, like, it's pretty thin. Mm-hmm. If I were to make it in it. So I get two boxes, so, like, that's two of the fudge, two of the chocolate chips in it, you know? And it's so good. It's, like, literally so fucking good.
Literally mind-blowing.
Like, guys, like, it's so good. I love those brownies so much. Like, I do. I do love them so much.
While we're talking about our week, so I guess, like, this is, like, because, like, I try not to ask how's your week, because, like, we're filming two episodes today.
Like, we are. So... But I have some stuff that I still save for this week. So, as you already know, we already told you in the last one, we're going to New York!
We booked it.
But one of the things, like, me and them have been talking about with booking and all this is, like, what are our themes? Because, like, each year we kind of had a theme. I don't know about you, I didn't really, like, set to have a theme, at least on the first one. The second one I kind of did, where, like, I noticed I had, like, a lot of, like, red and then, like, darker stuff.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know? The first time around, I was kind of just, like... Just focused on looking cute, honestly.
Well, you brought really that light green top to the second time, didn't you? Well, I don't think you ended up wearing it. No?
I didn't bring it.
Oh, never mind. Call me ugly.
Ooh. But, I know, like, the second time around, I was just kind of, like, looking good. I really have, like, a set, like, color or, like, really themes that were, like, me knowing I wanted to wear, like, tights and a skirt.
Mm-hmm.
So, I guess that could have been a theme. But this time around, I'm also, again, like, what's my theme this year? Like, well, not this year, this time around, because it's the same year we've gone. We've gone twice this year.
Mm-hmm.
But, this time around, I'm like, but this time around, I'm like, what is this going to be? A color? Or like, what? But I found it. It's going to be, like, shiny stuff. Like, like metallic or like sequins type vibe. Really for giving my clothes. New year. Mm-hmm. Yes, that's also why I think it's perfect because like we're going for the new year. See the bulb drop.
I know. I'm so excited. And listen, all of you greedy fucking bitches that are wearing diapers. Just yes. know we're gonna be getting there at approximately 7:30 p.m. and we are going to shove our way. Whatever. But we are going to shove our way to the front. And we're going to be seen on TV. Because
we're... Try and catch us on TV, y'all!
Try and catch us on TV. ABC. You said ABC, right?
Yes, ABC.
ABC. DFG. HRJK. But we're going to be approximately getting there at 8 o'clock. And we're going to shove our way to the front. And if any of you nasty
I'm
going to
take the lead on that.
I'm okay taking the lead. The only thing I get nervous
about...
Well,
you're bigger is the thing. It's like, imagine me shoving, but you, like, actually, like, 6 feet. And so broad and strong. They're gonna be like, oh my god. You know what? We were laying down making some TikToks outside. Tell me why we're looking back at the TikTok he filmed of me. He leans in on my arm. Like, huh?
Okay, can I explain myself?
Go ahead. I know you're feeling intimate.
No. Okay, so what the detail she's not adding is that Zucchini was laying on top of her. Oh, and yeah. I thought I was going to be kissing Zucchini, but then I realized I went a little too low. And I clearly kissed her arm. I said... And I was like...
Okay, but like, well, I recall, that's not what you said.
And I said...
You said... I don't know why I did that.
I don't know why I did that. Because I thought...
I'm just saying, the distance was pretty far because he was on my stomach and my arms right here. And you went down a little low?
I didn't mean to.
It's okay.
I didn't mean to.
You can admit it. Ooh! But yeah, that's my theme, you know, new year. Please, I hope I'm not next to anyone that's in a diaper.
Yeah, please.
And if you have a diaper, please don't shit yourself. Don't piss yourself. Hold it in. I know you got it on, but please hold it in.
I know people line up for like...
I don't want to smell that. People are there from, like, the crack acid on of that day.
And listen, that's lovely for them.
But no, I don't want to do that. I want to see the ball drop, but I don't want to do that.
So I'm showing my way to the front.
And like I said, I'm lazy.
The only thing I get nervous about is that...
Someone's, like, gets mad. It's like, what the fuck are you doing to, like, pull something out?
I just think, like, I'm afraid of getting hit. And I feel like
those... No, yeah, I'm scared of that, too.
I'm gonna play around.
But, like, I got your back. You know what I'm saying? I got your back from right here.
That's going to be you. They're like, what the fuck? I'm going to turn around. You're going to be all the way over there. I'm going to be like... It's going to be the club situation all over again.
Club situation? What do you mean?
You're fucking getting a good in.
Oh my god, I forgot all about that. Oh my god.
I wish I could.
For those who know, better, you know. He probably forgot about it. He probably deals with that every fucking night.
I know. It was so embarrassing.
No, I thought it was so embarrassing when I finally turned around and you weren't there. I'm like, Nathaniel? And they're just staring at me because it wasn't like one person out there. It was him and like four other people standing outside. I'm guessing security. Fucking standing outside. I'm like, Nathaniel? That's what he says. Frank, can't get in. No, just walk away and I see you. And you're literally about to turn the corner. It's the way of like, if I was like a minute, not even a minute, I mean a second late, you would have been gone and I would have known where you went. Because literally it was the back of your head and then... You immediately turned.
I was so...
You were gone. I'm like, Nathaniel!
To be fair, I was immediately, like, trying to call Maria.
No, but, like then I turn around, and I'm still yelling after you. You're already gone at that point, like, because you already turned. And I turn around, and they're looking at us. And I'm like, what is happening? It was so awkward just walking away.
It was just so embarrassing. I have one more.
Zuki, his stink breath. His breath stinks. Oh my gosh. I can smell from up here. I'm also excited for the Kmart. What was it? No, H-Mart. H-Mart. Oh my god.
I still have my bag.
Yeah.
Are
you bring it?
I might bring the bag, but I probably won't like... I'm probably gonna bring the bag for like extra stuff, so I don't have to buy another bag. I'll pack the bag.
It's like your carrier type bag when we're getting on the train.
But I'm probably gonna leave it like 95% of the way empty. You know what I mean? Because like I want to like be able to bring stuff back. And last time I remember that was a little bit of a struggle for us. Where I was like, I need to buy a bag, or because I can't fit everything in this.
Yeah. Your little gadgets, little houses.
I'm gonna buy another little house. Here's a picture of my house. I built it, and then
it's so cute.
It is really cute.
That's like your little souvenir.
I know. I want that to be my souvenir.
Each time.
Okay, something really interesting happened at work. And it was like, I can't believe I was there.
Oh my God.
So for those who don't haven't been following along, there has been this homeless couple that have been staying, literally living in our where we work.
Yeah, for like about a year.
For literally about a year now.
And apparently doing drugs.
And there we found needles in the bathroom. Mm-hmm. Can't confirm or deny if it was theirs, but
it wasn't before. It wasn't ever there before.
It's two plus two plus.
It's also, I heard apparently like he, like with the man, he told, I think, Matt being like, hey, you might see some needles because I'm diabetic.
Yeah, and I'm
like a little beforehand. And it's like,
I don't believe you.
But then I heard someone say, like, apparently, like, no, like, the diabetic needles, like, apparently it's to be refrigerated or something like that. I'm not logical in this, so I could be wrong.
My brother's diabetic. That's what I heard. The medicine that you have is supposed to be refrigerated.
Mm-hmm. Which, I mean, I guess, I mean, I know they don't have a place to refrigerate it, but.
Yeah.
I fucking heard that, yeah. We've been hearing so many weird sounds today.
Ooh, getting spooky.
I know, I'm scared. But yeah, I don't know.
That's
what I heard. Apparently, he sent to the manager.
One of our coworkers the other day, mm-hmm. it was like a little. Okay, listen. I wanted them to leave since they've been there as mm-hmm. well.
What are we going to talk about?
I wanted them to leave for a very long time.
Yeah.
But, like, obviously, we haven't had, like, a. I mean, like.
Like there hasn't really been a real.
There's, like, reason reasons, where you could but, call. Like, where there hasn't been, like.
Well, like, back up what I mean. Yeah, but then to back it up if you were to call her.
So, we. But they're very creepy. No one really likes them. They're rude. And yeah. They're technically not customers, so they don't ever buy anything except for like maybe like once like a fucking month or something mm-hmm. when a poor person takes pity on them and gives them them $100 gift card. And I said,
yeah,
no.
Apparently, and they spent it within like a few hours.
They spent it within one day, no food, just drinks. Just mm-hmm. I'll put them on blast. A sugar free vanilla latte and a chai tea, venti, both of them, ventis, because that's
and
what
never
they
lower,
need. Never lower, never lower.
There was times where like they were like. This is all I got. And they just kind of look at you like,
yeah,
what?
And they expect you to give them
we
stuff
could go
for free.
Lower.
And like every time I talk about this on the podcast, I'm like, I was in the debate, like, should I cut it out? But I never cut it out because it's like actually like, I'm frustrating. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Anyway, so the other day, our coworker was over the headset and I was like, because I saw them and they're like, if they come in here, I don't care. I'm calling the police.
Mm-hmm.
And I interpreted it as kind of like a joke.
Mm-hmm.
And then the shift at the time, she's a new shift leader,
mm-hmm.
and I guess she also kind of took it as a joke, mm-hmm. and the next thing you know, they come in, and then they go over the heads and they're like, I'm gonna call the police, and then they actually went and did.
Yeah,
call
and you were
the
like,
police,
what?
And we were like, what's going on?
Mm-hmm.
And then the police, it was so juicy though, the police came within like 5 minutes, mm-hmm. they knew them by name.
Yeah!
They knew the mm-hmm. homeless girl by name, and they were like, the police officer came in there and he was talking to us about how, like, he knew someone that gave him a job, like, gave the man a job. And
yeah, apparently the police officer, like, bought them places to stay
Yeah, the police officer has bought them a hotel before and he was like, they're not wanting help, so then you stop taking, like, asking for help, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so, but we finally got them banned from the store.
Mm-hmm.
Which, like, listen, I understand there's, like, logistics that, like, we had to go through
mm-hmm.
to, like, actually, like, to get, like, our company to ban them.
Yeah, but like that was like so fast though.
I know. It was like I understand that
and
was like logistics
nothing,
that
and like
had
I said it's like
through.
Basically unprovoked, like nothing had happened really. Like obviously they had done things before, right?
Uh-huh.
But it's like that day, I mean.
Yeah,
the other day was just
all they did was really walk inside.
It was just very unprovoked.
And like,
but it was definitely like coming at some point.
It was
just
our,
kind of,
our
like
manager,
weird how it happened so fast.
Our manager said that it was like in the works of getting them banned, but
yeah.
I was like we could have just like it was that easy. I don't understand why like they were like making us go through like being
mm-hmm.
being really uncomfortable. He would make really uncomfortable comments and like
mm-hmm.
and all they would do is stare at us all day. It's like we're a fucking zoo.
Mm-hmm.
It got to the point where I was literally yelling on like Saturday and Sundays, is this a zoo?
Mm-hmm.
Is this a zoo?
Mm-hmm.
And they would still just be like with their fucking no teeth and they were rude. And I'm really glad that they got finally banned, but I just don't understand why it took so long.
Yeah.
And I understand, like, I mean, I just think it could have been done sooner.
Definitely could have, because, like,
you know what I mean?
That literally just happened.
All it took was one phone call to the police, and I was like...
Yeah, even I was, like, the next day, because I didn't find out until the next day, obviously, because I wasn't there. And I was, like, literally the whole time, I was kind of like, why aren't they here? Because, like, they're always there when I'm already walking into work. They're, like, already always there, so I'm like, damn, where the fuck are they at? And then one of my coworkers told me that, and I was like, oh. The way just like, and
mm-hmm.
they told me, like, but like, they didn't really have any tea on it because they just, like I said, also heard about it.
Mm-hmm.
So they just okay. were like, literally, all they told me was, like, yeah, apparently, like, this person called the police on them. And I was like, why? And they're like, don't know, just kind of like did it.
For no reason. Literally.
And then that's when I asked that supervisor, like, hey, what happened? Because I worked with them later and I was like, I want to know.
I mean, sometimes I like, I don't know why, but like, I felt a little bad in that moment.
Mm-hmm. Just because, like, how unprovoked. That's what I'm saying. Like, nothing, like, yes, they've done things before, like, don't get me wrong. But it's just, like, in that moment, literally, they was just walking. It was kind of, like, mm-hmm. whoa. Like, I just, like, wonder what, like, what happened with that person.
Also.
That called, like, did something happen? Like, what's, like, what's wrong?
That
like,
person, that person that called, first of all, don't really, we all know my feelings towards that person.
Yeah.
Not very positive.
They're the one. I let it slip that you told me that, you know, that they reported.
How did you let it slip?
Not to them.
Oh.
But to the coworker that told me about what happened. I was like, I'm not surprised that they kind of called because, like, they reported Nathaniel.
Yeah.
And this other person that we worked with.
They reported
And they me. Were like, they reported Nathaniel? I thought it was this person.
Yeah, no. Everyone thought it was this other coworker that no one really liked because they were a bitch and they were a cunt. But no, yeah. It was the one that I was, honestly, I'm pretty friendly with this person.
Yeah, every time you guys work together, always, like, talk to each other.
We get along pretty well. We talk a lot, especially during our shifts. So, like, I thought we were, I mean, like, I wouldn't say friends, but, like, definitely, like.
Like, pretty good, on good terms.
On good terms. And then I found out that they were the one that reported me for.
Something they say.
For something they say, but also something that I couldn't even confirm it that I actually, like, sat on the floor. Mm-hmm. Because, like, that was the main problem, was, like, you said it on the floor. But I can't confirm nor deny if I said it on the floor, because I don't know.
You don't remember.
Like, I don't remember if I did. I just said yes, because that's something I call myself pretty frequently.
Mm-hmm. You're like, sounds like me.
Yeah, and I was like, sounds like me. So I was like, yeah, I wish I never would have said yes.
Yeah, you should deny.
I wish I would have never said yes, but no. I was literally shaking, and I was like, I don't know, the whole thing.
Yeah, in the moment, I get it.
But that person, I don't, like, they're, like, cutting their ties with everybody.
Really?
They're, like, they talk bad about every single person that works. They talked bad about Sasha.
Really?
Sasha's the sweetest, kindest gal.
Yeah.
She's so sweet. I love Sasha. Hey, Sasha. See,
I don't remember a lot, but I don't remember. I don't have any complaints.
Love Sasha. I
went over her a few times.
I'm not gonna see her for 2 weeks. Anyway, that's not the point. I love Sasha. And then they were talking bad about Sasha. And they're training someone currently. By the time they're not gonna be, but they were talking bad about the person they're training. I'm like, you're already talking bad about the person that you're training. And they've only been here for, you've only been training them for 3. And what pisses me off even more is they begged and pleaded, and they were talking shit about one of our, about Joe's. They were upset that Joe's trained 2 people, and they're like, oh, why am I not doing it? I can do it. And then they're sitting there like, remind me to never train anybody again. This is the worst thing.
Really, they say that?
But, like, I hate it. In front of the person they're training. And I'm like,
oh my god, no, that must be so uncomfortable for that person. And they seem really nice.
I know, I really, talk to them a few times, I really like the person that they're training. I really want to be her friend really bad, but.
I'm sure you can. She seems really friendly anytime I've spoken to her.
Talking bad about the person that you're training, and then talking bad about them behind their back and basically to their face, being like, oh god, I hate doing this. This is so, like, horrible. Mariah never did it. I'm like, oh.
Yeah, I remember they were always talking about it, like, wanting to train.
I know, and
so
now,
that is very surprising. I've never heard that. And that's it pisses very me off surprising.
That I could have done that person and gotten extra money.
Yeah.
But now they get the extra money, and they're, like, actually
having a miserable time. And they're, like, bitching about it.
And listen, I get it. I'm training a person next week, and I'm not really the most excited for it. Mm-hmm. But, like, I'm going to be, like, going there, like.
But you're not
going
to be, like, saying I'm not going to be. You're not going
to
be.
Yeah, I'm not going to say that to
Debbie
them.
Debbie Downer.
And I'm also, like, not going to talk bad about them because I don't know them yet.
Yeah.
To sit there, I don't know. I really don't like this coworker.
That's very weird.
And the way that they're cutting, like, they're basically cutting ties with everyone. They've talked shit about Sierra, Joe's, Sasha. Literally, any of our coworkers, I've probably heard them talk bad about. Except for you, funny enough.
Oh my gosh.
But most of them, I'm like, I just, like, I don't understand how you could talk bad about that many people. Mm-hmm. Listen, I talk bad about our coworkers sometimes, but not all of them.
Yeah, yeah.
Not all of them, some of them.
You're very consistent on the ones you talk about.
Yeah, I'm very consistent with the ones
you're definitely not like every single person.
I'm not
very consistent.
And they've talked bad about me. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I mean, obviously, but like, obviously with the reporting thing, but like, to other people too, and I'm like.
Really? Well, they haven't said anything bad to me about you.
Because that would be a dumb move.
That's what I'm saying. That's why you probably haven't heard anything. If they are talking about it, I'm sure they got something to say.
You know, that's I'm sure they got something. No, that probably makes sense why I haven't heard anything them talk about you.
Yeah.
But no one's told me either. I don't know. But I just think that's crazy. And I need them to go. Like, and they tell the same seven stories. Like, I mean, listen, I get it. I'm a story repeater, too. Mm-hmm. But at least mine are interesting. They're over here. My chorus teacher made me, like, they went to a concert and bought me a shirt. I've heard that story, like, 17 times! I hate them! I really don't like them. I just, like, I don't know. It's just, like, that really got me heated for
a second. No, I can tell, that girl. Really got me, I'm gonna, like, ooh.
That really got me heated. Because
you got heated. Oh, my gosh. But I have something to talk about that got me a little heated, guys. Ooh. Maybe I'm honestly nervous more than heated. So I give myself, well, I try to, I give myself a Brazilian wax. You know a little bit about this. It's my third time doing this. I could not go all the way through. I could not do it.
Is there still wax on it?
What? No. No, there's not still wax on it. No. So, basically, I just didn't give myself full Brazilian because, y'all, it hurts so bad. Like the first few times, also, I didn't get to finish the whole thing. But, like, this time around, I was like, I've been getting waxed regularly. Like, I swear it doesn't hurt that bad anymore when I go. So, I was like, let me try doing it again to myself, you know? And especially because, like, it's not that much hair. So, I'm like, it's not even going to be that long this time. Mm-hmm. So, I'm like, let me pull it. Y'all, the size is fine. I just once we start getting in the middle, like not in the middle at the bottom, but like middle at the top, you know, of the mound. Mm. Once we start getting there, y'all, it hurts. Cause I did through the middle of the sides also. Just that top mound part of the when starting like the vagina.
Yeah.
Bitch, it hurts. Like, oh my god, like I could literally feel myself sweating. Yeah. Okay, well, no, like well that's the mound, but I mean like where the line of the vagina, you know what I'm talking
mm-hmm,
about?
Mm-hmm,
it's starting,
mm-hmm.
You know what
yes,
I mean?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
When it's like starting, so like right there, that top mound, like yes, on the mound, but not the very top. The, I'm telling you, the top is fine. It's just like once you start getting in the middle of the top,
that just like oh,
y'all,
that...
it hurts. It hurts so bad. So yeah, I didn't get to finish it because it hurts so bad. I was like, just did the sides mostly, of everything, clean it all up. Because I didn't want
to
pay.
Does it not hurt when you go to like a profesh?
That's what I'm saying. It didn't hurt. It hurts, obviously. I'm not saying it doesn't hurt. Like, it hurt. It's just like when I went to the professionals, I felt like the last few times, the last like 3-4 times, I feel it didn't hurt that bad. I was like, I feel like it hasn't been hurting that bad anymore. It's not like the first few times. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know what? I'm getting like immune to it. Like, I probably like my skin's gotten tougher or some shit. I don't know.
Question.
I mean, I know that happens. Like, not that it gets tougher, but it's like you just get used to it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But what's your question?
Could you put like a
one whole one?
Oh, like a topical, like a topical numbing cream on it.
Oh, there definitely are creams. People, because I know some people they do use these creams. I forgot what it's called, but it's a cream that you rub it down there, and then apparently it numbs it a little, and they go get their Brazilian wax.
Mm-hmm.
But I've never done it because, like I'm saying, like one of the first few times it hurt really bad. Like yeah, bitch, I was cussing. I remember I was cussing while she was waxing. I was like, oh fuck. Oh shit. Oh, she kept pulling it. But like, I'm telling you, the last few times.
You paid somebody to torture you, basically.
I did, but like, I wanted it. I mean, I want it
and
done.
You said, here's, how much was it? Like, $100?
No. It's, it's $45, but then I tip, obviously, so it's like 50.
Here's 50 of my dollars. Please rip out my hair with a thin piece of wax. Oh!
Yes.
I want her.
I well, the wax is actually kind of thick because it's hard wax. It's not this is not the other
strips.
Wax. Yeah, it's not
I could
that.
Not imagine.
Which I like hard wax. That's what I use also when I did it. Like that's what I use when I wax my armpits. I'm telling you, it's definitely never... once you wax pretty regularly, it doesn't hurt that bad. Because when I first started waxing my armpits, yeah, it fucking hurt like a motherfucker. I'd be like, like you know. But now I'm gonna be like. Hold it, and I'm good.
I don't think I could do that. Like, the only place I think I could get waxed would be, like, my eyebrows. And really? Even then, I'd be like, I need to take a break.
No, bitch, it hurts. No, yeah, I'm like, the first few times, like, I was cussing up a little storm, and she stopped a little.
Let me tell you something about Maria.
What?
When Maria, like, sometimes Maria will, like, pluck my eyebrows. When she does it, speaking of no mercy, you're talking about these people having no mercy? Maria's no mercy. She's holding the back of my head. She's holding the back of my head. And I'm like, please, no. Maria, please. And she's like, yeah, just give me, let me get this one last part. And I'm like.
Well, I mean, that's what I came there to do. And that's what I came to do.
Tears welling in my eyes.
Well, just because I'm cussing up a little. Just because I was like, oh, shit. Ooh, ooh. You know, when she was waxing me, doesn't mean I was like, oh, stop. Like, no. Like, oh, but.
I needed Maria to stop a
please
few times.
Please keep going.
When the first time I went to New York, Maria plucked one of my eyebrows, and it hurt so bad. I was like, you can't do the second one. I was like, you just can't. So I walked around New York with one eyebrow plucked and one not, but I was just like, I can't. It hurts so
but
bad.
But, like, I didn't pluck up that much, I feel, so it wasn't that noticeable, honestly.
I did it to myself the other day.
Yeah?
I got, like, 4 hairs out. I have a slit now.
Mm-hmm.
And so...
I'm so bad.
I pluck out the slit, and the slit's mostly fine.
Yeah.
Bitch, it's like around the eye.
Yeah, the lower you get is where it hurts. Where it's well, the skin is thinner.
I had to take a break like 17 times. I said, bitch, I was literally shaking. And yeah. Like, I know it's like a thing. I know it's like a funny like meme that like men can't even handle getting their eyebrows plugged.
No,
bitch, it's
yeah.
True.
But honestly, the thing is, I feel like though, it's because like again, when I think about like when I first started waxing myself, when I first started plugging myself, it did hurt. I'm sorry, I tried to get a smaller piece of what I said, but then I got a pretty big piece. It's like it was meant to be.
I mean.
But anyways, I feeling. Like, it definitely did hurt. I mean, like, the skin is thin on your eye, so once you get closer, it does hurt a lot more. But, like, the way I see it is, like, if I just go faster, it's like I'm getting the pain over with faster, and it's not that bad. And I feel like at some point, it kind of, like, doesn't hurt that bad.
Yeah, because you go numb from how much
you hurt. Yeah, kind of. But, like, I do try to map it out. And also, I feel like, since I am pretty consistent with, like, plucking my eyebrows, that also helps. I am trying to get them a little hairier right now, though. I'm trying to grow them out. Because I used to, like, rock with thin brows for the longest. I used to love thin brows.
So Y2K.
Yes. And then, so I would overpluck them. And I've been trying to grow them out probably for, like, about a year now. But, like, I don't know, I feel like the bottom of my eye, I feel like I could still, like, make it thicker. So I'm trying to let those hairs grow out like more. Over here? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Also here in the front. So I'm trying to let them grow out a little more. So just plucking them. So.
Do you have any of those, like, those small razors that people use for their eyebrows?
One of the small ones, but I use a face razor.
Are those good? Like, do they work?
I like them, yeah. I want to do them for my bottom eyebrow. I have to do the top.
Because I feel like that might be easier for me instead of plucking them.
Oh, for sure.
I could shape
them. They definitely work, yeah.
Okay, good. I might buy one of those. I'm going to do...
Get them at TJ Maxx. Your Rose. You can get a pack for like $5. I've seen even for like $3, I'm pretty sure.
I'm really excited to do my hair. I can't wait to do my... I'm so excited to do my hair.
I'm doing mine next week. I'm going to be red still, but...
I'm going blonde. I've never been, like, full blonde before.
I'm excited.
I'm a little nervous because I feel like, I have more, like, a yellowy undertone for my skin. Mm-hmm. And so I feel like blonde's going to look like a little, like, cuckoo bananas. But just...
No. Do you remember this person? Keep going.
Just like, in case I don't know if, like, I want to do, like, just in case I might buy, like, a backup plan. Mm-hmm. But, like, I don't want to be able to buy... I don't want to buy a backup plan.
No, because, like, it should work.
And, like,
it will work.
And, like, I also just, like, don't want to waste my money, like, buying a backup plan if I'm not going to use it.
You know what I mean?
And also, I think I can just, like, make the blonde work. I'm really excited to go blonde. I don't have the picture.
Is it, like, going to be, like, an icy type of yellow? Not icy type of yellow. An icy type of...
I don't know about icy. See, I also don't think that would look very cute on me either. It's like a white blonde or like I definitely want it to be a little warm. Like, not like warm, but like a little warm. Does that make sense?
No, I get it. Like a little her. Like, I feel like y'all have the same skin tone-ish and she's a blonde. She box dyes.
With?
I don't know what box dye, but like, I feel like, okay, where's another, they're twins.
They're gorgeous.
I feel like y'all got that somewhat. I mean, I do think they have like a little tan on, but... I think y'all have somewhat.
They look gorgeous.
They do. I love them.
Oh, I feel like love this is a that one. Blonde. Oh, that's literally the type of blonde I want to go.
Yeah. See, I'm saying she box dyes. I don't know if the other one does, but like they do have the same color, so who knows?
That's literally the blonde I want to go. Look into them. I really want to do like that. Like,
there's one that I really like.
It's light, but like it's still. Like...
She literally has it right here. This one, I'll send it to you right now.
That's pretty. It's light, but like it still has like a yellowy type of hue, and I really like that. Like,
I think that one will really suit you.
I think I also really like. I mean, obviously Trixie's like my favorite person.
Your
and
icon.
It's literally my icon. That's like the kind of blonde that she had, like that she does with her wigs, or she'll do like lighter. But like that's like one of her signature colors, and I would love to like have that color on my head.
Do it.
I know. Should I?
Yes, of course.
Should I? As if I'm not going to
do
it.
Yeah, you're like, I'm doing it next week.
I have a question for you. This is just a silly little question. If animals could talk, which animal do you think would have like the most annoying voice?
The most annoying? I feel like a bird.
I was going to say, that's a good answer. Because they're always squawking. I'm like, shut the fuck up.
I just feel like there's, no, honestly, not even that. I just feel like theirs would be like annoyingly high pitch. You know what I mean? Like, not even in just, like, a cute way. They're just, like, annoyingly high pitch.
Yeah.
I was gonna say a chihuahua first, because, like, some of them, yip, yip, yip. The other day, I heard this one, Nathaniel, it was barking at nothing at one point. It was like, yip, 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 yip.
Shut up!
And I was like, oh my god.
Chihuahuas are so funny. They're so
cute. No, they are so funny.
I really wanted one. I was in the market. I was thinking about getting a dog for a little bit. Mm-hmm. In hindsight, I'm really glad that I didn't, but... I was thinking about getting a dog for a little bit, and I was thinking about a chihuahua mix because it's so small.
Mm-hmm.
Big dogs have a really big place in my heart. Wait, I love big dogs. I really want a pit bull, but obviously, you know, that's
for us. Not in the cards right now.
Yeah, that's not in the cards right now. That's going to be for future me, and when future me gets that, I'm going to be very excited for him. Mm-hmm. But right now, it's not for me. I feel like I work too much. I feel like, you know what I mean? So.
Does not fit in your lifestyle.
Yeah, it's not fitting my lifestyle right now, and I feel like I don't want to say, like, I travel a lot, because, like, we literally travel only two. Mm-hmm. But, like, I feel like we travel. Like,
travel enough.
We travel enough that, like...
You go out.
It's going to be... not really.
Yeah.
really go out anymore.
No, me too, recently. But that's because I'm saving money.
Oh, I'm... Yeah.
Saving... So I'm like, if I don't really need to, I kind of just, like, limit it.
Saving money, but also I just, like... You know, I've discovered I really like being alone. Mm. Like, for a while, for a period of time, I just saw a fly on the camera. For a period of time, I was like, I hate being alone. Being alone is not my fave. I like being with a person. I really like being alone.
Really?
It's, like, my favorite thing. Like, I go to work and I'm like, tonight I'm gonna just, it's gonna be, like, quiet in my house. I'm just gonna quietly play Roblox the whole night. Mm-hmm. And that's why I get excited. That's what I look forward to.
No, I know what you mean. I love my alone time.
But I just glitched. I'm so sorry.
I gotta say quiet too. I'm kind of been loving this chocolate.
I know, isn't it good?
It's so good, guys. It has, like, ginger, like, peas in it.
Do you want to get into our, do you want to ask more questions or do you want to play a game?
Oh, let's play your game, then we can get into my topics.
Okay, we're going to be doing, so, one of, as
we... You might remember this.
a few months ago, I think about 5 months ago, we filmed my favorite episode that we filmed, is our tongue twister episode.
I wonder who saw that.
And so, I would really love to get into some tongue twisters. I'm excited. But first, do you mind
if I take a
break?
Look at the break!
I really gotta pee. Don't look at me like that. Look, I said to take a break, and the way he looked at me just now... Oh! Okay, we're gonna be right back. We're going to take a quick little break.
I'm gonna lubricate my throat.
You want some moon?
I'm scared. Don't pause the camera. Leave it rolling!
Okay, we're gonna be right back. We're gonna take a quick little break, and then... We're going to get into some tongue twisters. We are going to be right back. Hello, everyone. We are back. Sorry, I had to redo it. Hello, everyone. We are back. Mario, are you ready to get tongue twisted?
Yes. Are I'm ready so to ready tongue? To get twisted with you.
Thumbnail.
I'm scared.
Okay. So... some of these are from the same website, I think, that you use, but then I found... Okay, some of these. Most of them are from the same website.
Oh, really? Well, as long as there are ones we didn't read.
Yeah. So, I thought I would give you the honors of choosing the first one. These are the easy ones, as you remember.
Okay. Let's go with this one. Frogs.
Okay, what number?
Number 8.
Okay.
Friendly frogs frolicked freely from France.
That was good! Yeah, like, you said fa-fa-fa.
Are
you ready? Friendly frogs frolicked freely from France.
That's good.
That was really good, right?
That was nice and clear.
Thank you.
Oh my gosh, okay, somebody picked.
Okay, I'm going to do one more easy one.
Okay. Keep it easy. So how many rounds are we going to do? Like, how are we going to determine a winner?
I was going to do 2 easy, 2 medium, and then the rest hard. Or 2 easy, a few medium.
3 hard?
How hard?
Whoa, really hard.
Okay. You ready?
Yeah.
A noisy noise annoys an oyster.
Order. I want to try oysters when we go to New York. I'm trying to find this place in New York to try oysters at. I've never had, but like, I don't want to. I feel like it could be good, honestly.
I would not like to partake in that with you.
You don't got to, but I feel like it could be good.
I would maybe want to try one. Do you know they're an aphrodisiac?
They are.
Yeah. A noisy noise annoys an oyster.
Which one was it?
The first one.
Okay. A noisy noise annoys an oyster. accent? Oh, I think it's like, where it goes, Herpener. I've heard it in a show. Herpener.
I don't know what
you're saying. It's some sort of accent. Fuck, I'm blanking. I've heard it somewhere.
Okay, let's move on.
Someone's ready to move on, guys. Okay.
Here, you pick the next
Surprising.
One. This is the medium. Whoa, Savannah, slow.
Let's do the first one again. Okay. Adam ate an apple and Amanda ate an apricot. Oh, that's so
funny.
I ate that shit down. You know my thing with these? I'm trying to go fast as fuck.
I'm trying to go fast. Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Adam ate an apple and Amanda ate an apricot.
Wow.
That was good. Fast. That was.
Wait, you pick. I just took it from you. Oh my god.
Okay. Ooh, I'm nervous. Okay. Oh my god. I have got a date at 7:45. I'll see you at the gate. Don't be late.
Oh, that's a long talk. But yeah, I got you. Oh.
That was number 10.
Okay.
That was really good, bitch. Oh, she's really good.
Okay. I have got a date at 7:45. Ooh.
Ooh!
I have got a date at 7:45. I'll see you at the gate, so don't be late. I got us a date.
You pick one.
Okay, I will. Yeah, it's such a shade, like you said. I didn't do that. Okay, let's go with number 14. Three free throws. Three free throws. I got it the first time. Three free throws.
Three free throws. Korean. That was really good. Well, that was one of the easy
ones. It was really easy. Why did you see another long one?
Oh my god. It's
medium now?
I have to. I have to do this one. Because this is my... We did do this one in the last episode. But it's one of my favorite ones that we did.
Okay, let's see. Let's hear it.
I have a saw that can saw as much as saw can saw. When a saw can saw as much as saw can saw.
Oh my god. Saw.
I love that.
Oh my god. Okay. I'm getting nervous. If I don't saw right now, I'm going to be like disappointed.
Ooh, I'm going to be disappointed.
Because I feel like I ate that shit up. Like
you did. I mean, I watch that TikTok all the time. So I hear the saw thing pretty frequently. Do you watch it?
No, I'm not gonna lie.
So you're not gonna, saw. Mm-mm.
Oh my god, I'm not gonna saw.
You're not. That's what gonna, you mean? I'm not gonna saw.
Okay, I'm stalling. I have a saw that can saw as much as a saw can. Saw when it saw a can. Bitch, I'm tired of saw right now. Wait, give me a fucking moment. Okay, I feel like I had it though. Okay, I have a saw that can saw as much as a saw can. I don't know what I'm saying. Hold on. I have a saw that can saw as much as a saw can saw when a saw can saw as a saw can saw.
No,
I think I kind of got it. I'm not that sure. I just started saying saw a lot at the end.
That was really funny. Oh, that was so funny. Oh my god.
It was good.
The last one was good.
I know. Wait, I picked.
Oh yeah, sorry.
Okay, is it just this one page?
Wait, what's
okay. Brisk, brave, Bridgers, Brennish, what the fuck did I say?
Brisk.
Oh my god. Okay, here I go. Brisk, brave, Bridgers. What the fuck? Is this one word? Bridgers. Okay. Brisk, brave, Bridgers, Brandish, broad, bright, blades, blunders, buzz. Fucking shit!
Like, what are you even saying?
Blunder buzzes. That's where I stopped. Okay. I don't know what the fuck I'm saying, Daniel. Okay, hold on. Brisk, brave, Bridgers, Brandish.
Fuck. She chose this one.
I know! Well, I want a hard one. I want something that you can't do, and I'll be like, can't do it. But then I can't.
I don't know, you're.
Like, I'm trying to make it hard for you, but then I fucking can. Oh god. Fuck, I haven't gotten past this one. I only have like 5 words. Okay. Brisk, brave, Bridgers, Brandish, broad. I keep saying broad. Brisk, brave, Bridgers, Brandished, broad, bright, blades, blunderbusses, and bludgeons, balancing them badly. It's not that good, but I had to keep
it. I don't think I'm gonna do good.
It's just like, I feel like those first like 4-3 letters. Just kind of like.
Bridgers? Bridgers?
I was like Bridgers.
Bridgers?
And, yeah.
Okay, are we ready? Oh my god, I'm nervous now. Okay. Brisk, brave, Bridgers, Brandish.
We gotta go faster.
Oh, now!
David, I like brisk, brave, Bridgers, broad. I don't fucking know, whatever.
Brisk, brave, Bridgers, Brandishing. Oh. Brisk, brave, Bridgers, Brandished, broad, bright, blade, blunderbussings, and bludges, balancing them badly. Damn.
You kinda ate it up, though.
I know. Let me do it one more time. Brisk, brave, Bridgers, Brandished, broad, bright. Brisk, brave, Brandished, broad, bright, blades, blunderbusses, and bludgeons, balancing them badly.
That was good. Wait, why was like, and you're like, so clearly.
Okay. Oh my god. Okay. Oh my god. I'm gonna do number 43.
Okay.
This one's about how much caramel can a
Savannah slow down.
Oh my god.
How much caramel can a canny cannonball? What the fuck? How much caramel can a canny cannonball can? And wait, whoa! What the fuck?
Oh no! This is your.
I know. This is my. How much caramel can a canny cannonball? How much caramel can a canny? How much? I don't know why I stopped. How much caramel can a canny cannonball cram in a camel if the canny cannonball? Fuck!
Is it cannonball?
Yes. How much caramel can a canny cannonball cram in a camel if a canny cannonball can cram a caramel in a camel?
Oh my god.
That was really bad.
Which one was this one?
That one was number 43.
Oh, fuck! It looks like a lot already. Okay.
Let's go for it.
How much... Okay, don't interrupt me.
Sorry, sorry.
How much caramel can a candy cannonball cram in a camel if a candy cannonball can cram camel in a camel?
That was really
good. I kind of ate it up, but let me do one more time.
Saw, saw, saw.
I feel like the end, I kind of like, you know? I feel like I do better. Okay. Getting up close for this one. How much caramel can a candy cannonball cram in a cram... Fuck. How much caramel can a candy cannonball cram in a camel if a candy cannonball can cram caramel in a camel? I got it.
That was really good.
Thank you. I feel it wasn't good as the first one, though.
She's really good.
Wait, I pick.
Oh, yeah, you pick.
Like, you just handing it over to you.
I could pay it. Oh.
And it, no, for real. Who did that? Oh, this one. We have this one. Okay. I like New York. Unique New York. I like unique New York. That's good. That's so easy.
That was really good. Ready?
Yeah.
I like New York. Unique New York. I like... I like New York, unique New York. I like unique New York.
Oh my gosh. That was kind of good though, the second one.
Negative.
I was going to say, do you remember the Backyardigans?
Of course.
I love the Backyardigans. Do you remember Uniqua?
Uniqua was my fave.
Yes. Also, Pedro.
Pablo?
Pedro? It's not Pablo? No, it's not Pedro?
Pablo?
Wow. He was the penguin?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I saw them. I'm going to go see them go ice skate.
Life?
I was a kid. Yeah, I was a kid. They're like, wow. Okay, they're in costumes. Oh my God. I remember that.
I would think they were.
Just showing a tidbit. Well, since you said live.
This is another one.
I was kind of like, they're in costumes.
This is another one that we did before. Okay. But again, it's another one that has to make a comeback because, again, it's one of my favorites.
Throwback? Okay.
Are you ready?
Of course.
I wish to wish the wish you wish, but if you wish the wish the witch's wish, I won't wish the wish that you wish.
Oh my gosh. I literally got a flashback of the part that I kept fucking up on.
Did I do good?
You did amazing. It was really good.
I wish to wish the wish you wish, but if you wish to wish the witch's wish, I won't wish the wish that you wish.
You did good.
Thank you.
You're eating her up.
Saw, saw, saw.
Okay. Okay. I wish to wish the wish you wish to wish, but if you wish to wish the wish wishes... No, you started laughing!
I'm sorry.
Okay. I wish to wish the wish you wish to wish, but if you wish to wish the witch's wishes, I won't wish the wish you wish to wish.
That was good.
I feel like the second one was pretty good.
That was pretty good. That
thank
was
you, thank
good.
You.
Okay, it's yours.
Oh, fuck. I handed it
see,
over again.
See, I remember this time.
Okay, okay. We did that one, we did that one. Ooh. Ooh. Okay, the 33 thieves thought that they could thrill... Could? The three... Fuck.
Oh.
The 33 thieves thought that they thrilled the throne throughout Thursday.
Whoa.
Gonna ate that
he's
one
like,
up.
Are like, okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Oh, the 33 thieves thought that they could... Oh! I said could too, bitch.
See? It's like, you just want to say could.
The 33 thieves thought that they thrilled the throne throughout the Thursday.
What the fuck? I'm not saying to talk. Why did you start talking like that? But like, also, why did I help you?
I started talking like what?
You knew that. I like did that. Thank you. Your mouth was all like, and then you were like, and then you were like, I thought you did that on purpose, girl. Oh wait, you gotta make that TikTok because I literally. And my eyes widened. And I'm telling you, you're making like a face, and you're like, like, you know, oh my gosh, you were, this is one SpongeBob episode, and Patrick's like, that's what it kind of reminded me of. I can't believe you didn't do it on purpose. Are you gonna try again?
Yeah, I'm gonna try again, because okay. That was crazy. I can't believe you said that to me. The 33 thieves thought that they thrilled the...
I didn't have to know. You know what he said? You know what? I just remember thought of something else that reminds me of. Did you ever watch The Game Plan? With The Rock in it? I used to love that movie.
My stomach hurts.
It's, well, after he eats, I'm pretty sure there's snickerdoodle cookies that his daughter made. He's allergic. I think it's to, like, cinnamon or, like... Yeah, it's cinnamon he's allergic to. And, he starts going... Like, he can't really speak well. That's what it kind of reminds me of. I won't look back again, I promise.
No, no, I kind of want you looking at me this time. I mean, I need you to stare at me. The 33 thieves thought that they... The 33 thieves thought that they Stop, you're making me laugh. The 33 Thieves dot.
I'm not even laughing anymore.
The 33 Thieves dot.
Yeah. You can't even tell I'm laughing if you don't look at me. Don't look at me. I'm not laughing.
The 33 Thieves thought that they failed the throne drop diversity.
Just at the end, I heard it. But at the beginning, you weren't doing it as much.
The 33 Thieves thought that they failed the throne drop Thursday. I did it, bitch. I did it.
You did do it. You did. That was a good one. I did not know that would happen.
Okay. How can a clam cram in a clean clean? How can a clam cram in a clean cream cram?
Okay.
Nope.
Really?
How can a clam cram in a clean cream can?
Okay, it does shoot up. Okay. Let's see if I can clam. That's it. How can a clam cram in a clean cream can?
That was okay.
Let's see again.
Sorry, that was so mean.
No, it was not that good. Even I was like, okay. How can a clam cram in a clean cream can?
Fuck. It's the can that messed me. Yeah. It was messing me up too.
How can a clam cram in a clean cream can?
That period. Was that period. Ate out of boo 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 boo. You bitch.
I pick. Okay, let's go back.
Oh, sorry.
Let's see. Okay. Fuck, that's way too easy. Let me see. Okay, let's do this one. Crouching cautiously, Carmen collected curious crickets. Oh, that's easy. I did 41, I think.
Okay.
It's like the third one.
42, okay. Crouching cautiously, Carmen crouching cautiously, Carmen collected curious crickets.
Okay.
Okay, should we do two more?
Yeah.
Okay, we're gonna do two more. I get to pick one more and you get to pick one more. Okay. Okay. Oh, this. This one's gonna fuck you up, I for sure.
Oh my god.
Okay. If two witches were watching two watches, which witch would watch the witch watch?
What is that? That sounds like the other ones.
If two witches were watching two watches, which witch would watch which watch?
Oh my god. That
I that ain't that
good.
Down.
That second one was good. What? Which watch? Okay, fuck. If two witches were watching two watches. What? Oh no, I had that. I had it.
Oh god.
If two witches were watching two watches, which witch would watch which witch? Fuck. I try to go fast there. Oh my god. Okay, if two witches were watching two watches, which witch would watch which watch?
That was good. That was good. You pick a really hard one for the last one.
Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god.
Are you gonna walk back to a botanical garden?
I saw there's a Bronx one. I wouldn't mind going to that one.
There's one where we're near where we're staying too.
Oh, that's not the Bronx one? Mm. I thought it was in Bronx. Bronx Botanical Garden. I'm
I think about going to the New York Botanical Garden. I think that's like up where we're staying, I think.
Oh, really? Oh, mm-hmm. Let's fucking check it out, because that's like the state one, so mm-hmm. It has to be like really
and
good.
And there's a little park where our Airbnb is.
Oh, I saw. That's where we're going to be going for that's a little late life. Smoke session.
Our morning.
Ooh.
If we do it in the morning. You know, I mean, would you want to do that? Sorry, I know.
I mean, I used to.
I know that we're doing that, but like, would you want like a little... Not for like all, every day, but like one of the days, like a little wake and bake.
I would love that. A day when we know we're really excited for our breakfast place. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? So that way we can
you're gonna like
eat real good.
You're gonna like if you're trying to get me stressed already. She's gonna be like, "What can I get for you?" I'm gonna be like,
"Well, you don't gotta get belligerently either."
Bacon eggs.
What? But like if you already know what you want, you know? Because I mean, I'm telling you, like it's gotta be a breakfast spot or a brunch spot that we're both like.
Yeah.
Looks good as fuck.
I'm gonna start. Oh, fuck. Okay, I have. What the fuck am I talking about?
I don't know.
Fuck. I'm gonna go through all the places from the New York TikToks that I saved last time. I'm gonna go through like which ones we didn't go to, and then I'm also gonna like look at some more.
Yes, I do too.
Okay, what's the last one that we're doing?
Okay, I'm just gonna do this one. It says, I have a saw that can saw. Oh, wait, we did that. I can't help myself. I love the sun, sun, sun. Okay, if a dog chews shoes, whose shoes does he choose? Oh, that's easy. It's above saw.
If a dog chews shoes, which shoes does he choose?
Yeah. Jesus fuck. Okay, I kind of feel like... I feel like you did really good.
I think I did really good, too.
Yeah, I feel like...
Winner, winner, winner.
You're the winner of this one.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
I feel honored. I have a crazy... What were you going
to say? I feel honored.
You should be. That was really good. Those tongue twisters did not twist you, girl. Mm-mm. They did not.
You can't twist this tongue. They tried. Except for I can twist my tongue out.
I'm scared.
Are you ready for...
Okay. What?
Your questions?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I thought you were going to say something like, are you ready to end this or something? Because the way you said, are you ready? So I was like, oh, he's going to say, are you ready to end this? So I said...
I'm just kidding.
I got some stuff. Okay. Well, I guess... No. Let's start with the not so happy part first. And then so we can end it in a lighter note. Yeah, kind of like a turn, because we were having so many laughs just
saw,
now.
Saw. When did your dad die?
Oh my god. It's someone's dad. Okay, we don't know them. Oh. Is that what you guys?
No, sorry.
Okay, so basically this happened on October 27th, so pretty recently.
Okay.
Not even a month ago. Apparently this cop, his name is Joseph Gibson, in Oklahoma City, he threw this 71-year-old, his name is Lick Vu. He threw him to the fucking ground, Nathaniel. It's over a ticket stop. It was for an improper U-turn, he said the guy did.
Mm-hmm.
And then when he pulled him over, there is a language barrier because he's Asian and, like, he can't, like, speak English that well, you can tell. And the officer's like, you can tell he's, like, getting mad. And he's kind of, like, trying to explain to him, like, to the cop, like, what was happening. Like, what happened, I guess, you know? And then the guy's like, no, like... Like, this is not where we argue, this is not where we do this, like, you gotta go to court, do this, blah, 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 like, you gotta sign this, so, to give him a ticket. And the man, he doesn't want to, he wants to, like, explain, and then at one point, he, like, taps the officer like that and says, shut up, right? And that's when the officer gets mad, and he, this part was just so fucking unnecessary. He literally, like, violently grabs him by his, wrist, and literally slams him. Bitch, he throws this man to the ground, like, literally throws him to the ground. And the man's, like, not doing anything, like, yeah, he tapped him, but he's not, like, you know, doing anything crazy after that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then he throws him to the ground. And, like, also, you already know, elderly people, even, they're, like, very,
fragile, yeah.
Fragile. They're, like, babies. Like, so his head hits the pavement. And he ends up going to the hospital. And he gets, he's being treated for, brain bleed and a neck fracture.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Yeah, bitch, like, all that. And apparently he was, like, in and out of conscious when he was in the hospital. But I think he's doing better now. He's, I think, still in the hospital, but, like, you know, mm-hmm. He's fine. But, yeah, I have the video of it because it's like, that part was just so unnecessary.
Oh,
and
God.
It all happened over a ticket, too. This happened in, Oklahoma City, by the way.
Okay.
And the department of police, apparently, they're investigating it, but I haven't seen any updates from it.
Investigating it?
Yeah. There's literally a video of what happened. I want to start from, like, you'll see that part later. I want to start from here. I want you to see the beginning of, like, how an interaction starts. Oh, I already saw that part.
Complete a U-turn?
I didn't U-turn.
Whenever you complete a U-turn, you're supposed to be as far to that corner as possible. Okay?
And I think they like someone hit their car. There's what they're saying.
Uh-huh.
Because later in this video, there's gonna be some other lady he gets a ticket to.
To go as far.
But also from it.
Not supposed to be between any cars. You're supposed to be against that curb line. Okay? I need you to sign with your finger. It's not a mission of guilt. You're just signing saying you'll take care of the citation. It's for a ticket. You're promising saying that you'll take care of it at a later date, whether that be in court or if you take care of it outside of court.
I don't know what you're talking about.
So I'm writing... and issuing you a citation for improper
U-turn. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Just like the other lady.
I'm not writing a ticket for her hitting you. Okay?
No,
clarify, okay? Whenever you enter a little intersection like that, you are not allowed to go side by side next to a car. Okay? You have to go behind vehicles.
Hey, you are the police.
Yes.
So you know
okay.
How many cars?
We are done, sir? No. We're done arguing about this, okay? We are not one.
This is when, like, it starts to get actually intense. Wait, and then this is when...
No, not like that. No.
Since he, like, taps him.
Uh-huh.
And then literally throws him to the ground. No, literally throws him to the ground.
Oh.
And then the shop, that's right there behind them. We're gonna see their angle too.
Oh my
we
God.
Can like we can really see how it's his head first. And like the tap is gonna happen here. Nothing crazy, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then he literally does all that and throws him to the fucking ground. It's like, that part wasn't all necessary.
My God.
Literally. I was gagged when I saw it. Like, no fucking way.
The third person point of view was so
right? The third, I feel like the first point of view, it's obviously really bad, but with that third point of view, it really like shows really how bad it is. Like, you see how, like, yeah, he taps him, but it's not like an aggressive tap either, and it's not like...
Sorry, I didn't mean like smash that.
No, no, you're fine. It's good to send to yourself, yeah. But it's not like even after he tapped, it's not like he was like resisting when he grabbed him by the wrist. Like, the throwing him part, none of that was unnecessary. And like, also just grabbing him violently was not just necessary.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, I saw that. And that's very tragic. Intense. Like, I feel like that man should not be an officer. Because, like, why are you...
Oh, yeah, no,
he should be an officer. But also, he didn't deserve that, obviously. Because, like, I feel like as an officer, like, you shouldn't be resorting to violence right away. Especially when it's not called for.
Yeah.
Like, okay, I guess maybe it's called for. But, like, not in that moment. Like,
yeah, no.
It's not like he hit you. He, like, tapped him. But let's make this a little lighthearted now.
Okay, I know.
That was very intense. I don't really know how to maneuver after that, but it was very intense. I just wanted to talk about it because, when I saw it, I was like, oh my God, yeah.
Crazy.
Okay, this one, we're talking about shit. So, this man, I saw this. Apparently, there was this Craigslist ad going around back in the 2000s and 2010s. Mm-hmm. I'll show you the picture. That's that man. That is shit that he is in. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
So basically what this Craigslist consisted of saying was, I pay to enter your septic tank for an hour at a time. $150. This happened in Jacksonville, Alabama, supposedly. Right? So he says, some might judge me for this, but it's what I enjoy. I will pay you $150 an hour to bring my equipment in and gain access to your septic tank. I then have my associate shoot close the... Oh my God, what the fuck? Is this in their tongue twister? Oh my God. I then have my associate close the tank after I have set my tripod and camera up. Believe it or not, I don't know what's under there. It's a great place to reflect. Believe it or not, it's a great place to reflect. Just awesome. I took it from Google. No, so, like, those things are in the way.
Oh,
but, yeah.
That's nasty.
But, yeah, apparently it's, like, a really good place to, like, think, you know, just think things through. The septic tank. And I have a video of it, too, because he did enjoy filming it. Yeah, he enjoyed to think in there, but also film it. Girl, I'm disturbed. Having a little time just down there.
I really don't like that.
Yeah, I'm not into it. Girl, he submerges himself at some point. Wait.
No, he does not.
Oh my God. He's gonna do it.
No, he's not.
Gonna do it,
no,
bitch. He's gonna do it.
He's not gonna do it.
No.
He's not. No!
No, bitch, he does it. Oh no.
I don't even know if I can put that in the episode.
Wait, they don't know what it is. It's gonna be fudge.
I guess send it to me.
It's fudge, guys.
I guess send that to me. Yeah, it's
the devil's fudge.
It's downstairs fudge.
Oh, it's not the fudge you want to eat. But
my
God.
Ew, not my fudge.
Yeah, not it. Not it, not it at all.
I'm actually like, that actually like maybe a little.
I will say I did see this one thing. I didn't find that many... When I looked it up, because I looked it up last night when I first saw it, and I was like, oh my God, I had to talk about this on the pod. What?
So nasty.
Oh, yeah. Apparently, they don't know exactly who that man is of this Craigslist ad, blah, blah, blah. But they think that the man is this man named Brady Moody, I'm pretty sure his name is. But when I looked it up, it brought me to some other stuff. I only heard this story from one source. So it could be wrong. Uh-huh. I don't know because I tried and then I fell asleep because it was like 1 a.m. So I don't know if for sure this was this person. But this guy named Brady Moody, apparently back in the 2000s, like 2005 and 2009, he did this twice. Where like in one place, it was like a camping ground and like at the bathroom, like he went to the back where like I'm guessing the septic tank was. Mm-hmm. I don't know where the fuck that's at. But he went there and he was like, oh, like, I dropped my ring. This is a woman's bathroom. So that's also why it's like even weirder. It's like,
yeah.
If you did drop your ring, why are you in a woman's bathroom? There? You know, like, why would it fall in there, you know? So apparently he's like in that tank and like that's what he says, like, oh no, like my ring fell, you know? And they're like, weird. I don't know what happens, but like the police is obviously called. I mean, but I don't know if he actually goes to jail. And then in the other case is pretty much same thing, same sort of situation. It's not the woman's bathroom, it's just a bathroom, is all I heard.
Same man?
Yeah, same man.
Same man.
And he says his shirt somehow went down the toilet. And that's why, again, he's in the deceptive tank. And he's like, I just like came to get my top. Like, I'm here for my shirt. Like, that's why I'm here.
I would say good riddance to my shirt, if that.
Yeah. Know. Like, no, literally, that's what, like, again, the police are kind of like, that's weird. Because, like, also, it's like, why would you go? It's gone, you know? It's like, why are you there? And also, at that point, I'm saying it's the second time. Like, they know because of the first time that happened, you know? It's like, what are you doing over here? Like, that's kind of weird.
He said, I can't get in trouble for this anymore.
Let me put yeah, and that's all I have from that. But Brady Moody, if you can find some more, you can find some more.
I hope, I mean, he's giving out money. Would you let him?
I can show you.
Would you let him in your house, in your septic tank?
$150? No. That's some weird, because like, but like, that's a man. I don't know him. I don't know his like intentions. And
that's also my doo-doo.
Yeah, I just like don't know his intentions. That's honestly the part that gets me. It's like, I mean, also I just wouldn't let someone, I don't know. It's like, yeah, it's no longer part of me, but it's like, you're,
No.
I like easy money, but not I'll sell my easy. Socks. Not like that. Like, I don't know, having some random man in my place.
Not my vibe. Ugh, that's disgusting.
Like, swimming in my shit.
That's disgusting.
I don't want to think of that.
That's disgusting. Oh my god.
Right, I'm not into that.
My toes are curling. I am like trying to get away. That's disgusting.
Let me see.
Are you ready to start wrapping up this episode?
Yeah.
Okay, we are...
Well, I'm going to show you, but then you, like, wrap it up. And I'm like, it really doesn't matter.
I thought you were going to keep looking up while we wrap it up.
No, it just really doesn't matter. Just, I'm just going to show you his face. Okay. I'm not really that 100% because I only found it from this one source. Mm-hmm.
Well, are you ready to wrap up this episode? Yeah. Hey,
I know.
Yeah?
What's your question?
Who said I have a question?
Oh, I got ahead of it.
I do actually
have I know a question. You have a question. You're always thinking.
I do.
You're
so intellectual. Where can everyone find us?
Us?
Yeah, us.
Really?
I know.
They want to find us?
They want to know.
I know you want to find us. So we're on all streaming platforms as Chatterbox Crew. Literally everywhere. Yes. Tell them every single one. Mm-hmm. And then we're also on all streaming platforms. We're also on Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, as the Chatterbox Crew. And we have some good TikToks coming up. I feel like we were giving hot in some of them.
We were giving hot. Yes. We're about to go film a few more. Mm-hmm.
So then... I know y'all want to check that out.
I know.
And then if you want to follow me on Instagram, I'm xo.xo.maria with two A's. And my TikTok is whatsup_Maria. What about you?
Well, if you want to find me, because again,
I know you do.
I know you fucking do, bitch. You can find me on TikTok, YouTube, Instagram, and Twitter at Nathaniel Next. That's Nathaniel Next.
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready?
Next. You could do the snap. Every time you never do the snap, I'm like, I feel like it needs a snap.
Nathaniel Next.
Yes.
Oh, you're right.
I've seen that, okay, you know Wicked, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so at first I kind of was like, I don't know if I want to watch it. I'm actually really excited. I've been seeing a lot of their BTS, like the behind the scenes. What?
Why would you say it like that? I'm seeing a lot of the BTS.
Well, because like, that's what I've seen people like call it, but I was like, let me just say behind the scenes.
Now I can put hashtag BTS on here. We'll get the K-pop viewers.
That'll be the thumbnail.
That'll be the thumbnail, yeah.
And they'll be like, where's it? Where's the BTS song? Anyways, I've been seeing a lot of the behind the scenes, and I don't know, it really got me excited more, and I was like, I definitely want to watch it, and my sister wants to watch it too, so I'm going to bring it with me. We're going to watch it, I'm so excited, but I keep seeing this one thing where in an interview, I guess she's like, does this in the movie, Ariana Grande, where she like, goes back and like, goes really far back and like, twirls her hair, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
I've been seeing a lot of people do it. She does it really elegantly, though. She goes like, I don't know, the way she does it, I can't fucking do it.
I wish I had hair. Like that.
Oh!
Like, I wish I had hair.
Long hair.
Oh god, my hair does look fucking crazy right now. Anyway, are you ready to go?
Yeah.
We gotta go. So anyway, my name is Nathaniel Nags.
And I'm Maria.
Good!